This is Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast, where warrior women who've been through absolute caca give you advice on how to get to the other side of yours. And today we are here with Linda Sinnott, and she's a live one, I'm going to warn you. Linda, welcome to this podcast.
Thank you, Nikki. I'm so excited to be here with you. This is awesome.
I am so excited to be here with you too. I feel very blessed to be here with you. And we're gonna dig right into it, Linda. So in a couple of sentences, would you please tell us who you are, where you're from, and what keeps you busy during the day?
Absolutely. So my name is Dr. Linda Sinnott. I do emphasize the doctor. Yay, right? I live in South Florida. And what do all day? I spend my days helping people. I'm a clinical therapist. I have a background in weight management. And I'm a yoga teacher. And about a year ago, I joined forces with some business partners and we started our own company.
Fantastic. I'm excited personally to be hearing about that. Linda, can you please summarize for us the absolute caca that you went through and what was the worst part of it?
You know, I went through a divorce, which a lot of people go through a divorce. But my divorce was very unconventional. Kind of unheard of, and it would be like reading a fiction novel, you know, if I shared it with you. It involved, you know, government cover-up and chaos and some just really, really stuff that takes you off your rocker. I was in the middle of, I had just lost my mother. She lived with me for 17 years. I had a real live, honest to God, police tire slashing stalker that I was dealing with. I had just lost my job and I was working on my doctorate. And all of a sudden I went from being a 23-year newlywed to being divorced in a matter of minutes. And it was, the world fell out from underneath me.
Holy cannoli. You are like 8 times qualified to be on this podcast. That's a lot. That is really a lot. And I think I speak for anyone who's listening when I say how in the world it takes a total warrior to get to the other side of any one of those things, much less all of them at the same time. And what I want to ask you now, Linda, is standing where you are right now, what is the best thing about being on the other side of that?
You know, being on the best thing about being on the other side is being on the other side. People always say, you know, the grass isn't greener on the other side, but I'm here to tell you that you're right. The grass isn't greener on the other side if you're looking for a way out, but the grass is definitely greener on the other side if you planted it yourself.
That pretty much kicks butt. Wow. I love that. So in my next question, it could be difficult for you to be an act to follow, but who are some other brave warriors who you've met who are like you and have been through some really rough stuff who should be on this podcast?
So when I think about a warrior, the first person that comes to mind is my friend Tracy. She's not only is she my business partner, she's also my accountability partner for when I'm slacking off. And we currently have similar life situations in that we're both caregivers for our current spouses, but we got here in very different ways. And so her journey was completely traumatic and totally different than mine, but we kind of ended up in the same place. So she's my warrior.
That's beautiful that you're collaborating. That's really, really great. And Linda, with your experience, not only going through trauma and difficult situations yourself, but also, let's refer to the doctor before your name, being a specialist in helping people handle really difficult stuff, what is one piece of advice that you would give to women who are struggling right now, who are going through absolute caca right now, on how to get to that other side?
You know, it's a piece of advice that's super easy and people sometimes kind of just brush it off. So I got to preface it with something really quick that when I went through my situation, I was kicked out of my doctoral program. I lost my house. I lost my job. And my daughter was in her first year of med school and she's a super genius and she was flunking out. And like I said, the world was literally crashing around me. And it was my daughter, who was, her life was crashing, who said to me, "Mom, you really need to look in the mirror and ask yourself, who do you want to be today?" And I was like, "Oh my God." And it brings me to tears now. And I was like, "Holy crap, you are my daughter, right?" And so I had to look every day and I'd ask myself, okay, if I was in the mom role, what kind of mom do I need to be today? What kind of mom do I want to be today? And if I was in the getting divorced spouse role, I really had to ask myself, what kind of soon to be divorced spouse do you want to be today? Because sometimes I wanted to be angry, but most of the time I didn't, you know? And I had to ask myself, what kind of employee do you want to be today? And that was it. Checking in with myself 80 to 100 times a day to make sure I was being the person that I wanted to be. And that's how I got out of it.
That is incredible. It is so concrete and it is so meaningful and wise. And what strikes me about that advice is that a side effect of that kind of, or maybe the primary effect, is that it keeps you in the moment. It keeps you in, this is the day that I'm in right now. And the only way to move on is from moment to moment, like take a step, take another step, take the next step. And for you to be challenging yourself and checking in with yourself about the best you that you want to be in that situation, I think is incredible.
Yeah. And I use it now every day.
I can see why. That's really great. Thank you so much, Linda, for that. So we are all on this podcast about being epic and big. So this question is, if you could have any superpower, Linda, what would it be?
You know, given my profession, being a clinical therapist, of course, I want to fix everybody. I want to heal everybody. But, you know, I think really it would be to kind of not to heal people and not to fix them, but I guess to teach them that, you know, you can't stop the rain. You know, you can walk outside into a beautiful sunshine and then the rain comes. You can turn around and you can run back in the house and hide. You can duck and cover, you know, but one thing we never do is we never look up at the sky and try to stop the rain, you know? And so for me, my superpower would be to show women how to go get their rain boots on, go get their rain gear on, go get their umbrella, and plow right through to the other side because the grass is greener over there.
The grass is greener. Yeah, I have a feeling that you already have that superpower, my friend.
I'm working on it.
Working on it every day, checking in with yourself. So great. Linda, thank you so much for being my guest today. Where can we find you online?
So we just launched a huge website, www.mindbodysoldier.com. Soldier, like a military soldier, but we're a faith-based Christian soldier, .com. So mindbodysoldier.com.
That's a fantastic URL. And I am going to hit that URL after we finish this recording. Thank you so much, Linda, for being my guest today.
Thank you, Nikki. I'm so happy to be here.
This is Nikki Bruno with Linda Sinnott with the Epic Comeback Podcast. For more great tips on how to stage an epic comeback after a life-shattering event in your life, please visit www.theepiccomebackpodcast.com.